Electric car maker Tesla Motors is offering to buy solar panel maker SolarCity for up to $2.8 billion. Tesla CEO Elon Musk, who is the chairman of SolarCity, says it's an effort to create a hub for clean energy. And many analysts say the deal is as much about battery technology as power from the sun. 14 months ago, Tesla started selling battery storage systems for the home, which they're now testing in Vermont, as Kathleen Masterson from Here and Now contributor Vermont Public Radio reports.
One possible element of tomorrow's energy grid is tucked away in Miguel Arante's home in Bellows Falls, Vermont.
There it is. Hi, I'm Kathleen.
Scott.
Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Electrician Scott Millett is installing the gleaming white battery pack in Arante's basement. The sleek plastic arc looks out of place, hanging on the old wood-paneled wall.
I mean, it looks kind of like a spaceship.
It does, it does. I think it kind of looks like the hood of a Tesla, really.
That's true.
Yeah.
Millett is installing the lithium-ion battery and connecting the system both to the house and to the grid.
We got the Powerwall inverter, which converts it from DC to AC power, and vice versa to charge the battery.
That inverter is key. It allows the utility to draw energy out of the battery and send it into other people's homes. The Tesla Powerwall stores enough energy to power the needs of an average home for about 6 hours. It kicks on whenever there's a power outage. For Miguel Arantes, it's not a luxury item. His doctors want him to have a power backup for his medical alert system. Arantes is disabled and walks with a cane. He wanted a backup system he could trust.
Well, and then the name, of course. If it wasn't Tesla, I probably would have thought twice about it. But being familiar with their cars, you know, I thought, okay, well, that's worthy.
The Tesla battery and inverter combined cost about $6,500. But Arantes pays Green Mountain Power in monthly installments of about $37 a month for 10 years, a total of $4,500. The price is reduced for homeowners who allow the utility to pull power from their battery. Right now, Arantes is charging his battery from the grid, but others who are using the Tesla Powerwall charge them with rooftop solar arrays. For Green Mountain Power, Tesla home batteries represent an advance in how small-scale renewable energy can be part of the larger energy mix. Josh Castingay at Green Mountain Power says when these 500 batteries are installed in basements scattered across Vermont, they will act as individual sources of power, sort of like a virtual power plant made up of lots of tiny energy generators all connected to the grid.
It is a system. I mean, you're essentially taking what used to be a couple big plants, big bulk grid, and power flowing down to homes, to now thousands and thousands of points out on the grid that all need to be choreographed together.
That choreography needs to take into account whether the sun is shining, the wind is blowing, and how much electricity consumers are using at peak times.
One of the biggest challenges is intelligently coordinating hundreds or thousands of these power walls.
That's Mass Almasulki. He's an assistant professor at the University of Vermont in electrical engineering. He says if utilities can figure out how to incorporate Tesla-like batteries into the grid, they could reduce reliance on natural gas-fired plants that are kept on standby for when power is needed quickly.
So if you can regulate this in a smart way, you can also cancel out the variability that's introduced from renewable energy.
Once all 500 Tesla Powerwalls are hooked up to the grid, those basement batteries will be able to store about 1 megawatt of power, roughly enough to power 170 homes. It might not seem like much, but in a state that's banking on renewable energy, it's enough to keep some lights on. For Here and Now, I'm Kathleen Masterson in Colchester, Vermont.